KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. Our engineer today is Jake Perlman, and I'm joined in Studio 1A by RG Lowe. They have a new album out called Slow Time. They're actually going to be performing tomorrow night at Antone's along with Molly Birch and Adam Torres. And RG Lowe, let's start with a song.
All right. This is called Cover You.
That I see in your eyes, they were found on the floor that night. And all the ways that I've lost in my life, you take them away.
RG Lowe here in Studio 1A, and I'm talking with the fronting vocalist, guitarist, and keyboard player, Rob Lowe. Rob, how are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm sorry, was that the keyboard, or what do you have here, Wurly?
It's a Wurlitzer, yeah. Wurlitzer piano.
So you have a lot of experience doing instrumental stuff. I mean, people might recognize you on the live scene from here in town as being part of the group Balmoray for the past decade or so.
Yeah.
What kind of led you to want to dive into solo songwriting?
I think I always knew, or at least for a number of years before I set out to start trying to write more traditional songs, that was something that I would eventually want to do. Balmoré is an instrumental group, and I grew up singing in choirs and doing theater and, you know, playing songs, and was in bands and stuff. So I guess it was just something that I always knew that I would want to try eventually, but Balmoré was taking all of my energy for a moment, so once we got to a point in that project where I felt like I could kind of step away and try to learn a new form, it just took me a couple of years to do that. So it was something I always knew I wanted to try.
I'm glad you mentioned that it took a couple of years, because, I mean, I'm hearing your vocals. It's the first time I'm hearing it. You sound great.
Thanks.
Very lovely voice. Did that take some getting used to? Did you have to build up your confidence before you could kind of get in front of the microphone and record yourself?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It took me years. I did sing a lot when I was younger, in high school and before that. So I was pretty comfortable singing and being in front of people singing. But it's not something that I'd done with Balmoré. I think it took me about 2 years of just playing around and writing things and seeing what stuck before I got to the point where I could even, you know, tell myself that I was writing songs. So it took me about 3 years to like write the songs for the record. So in 3 years' time, I kind of boosted my confidence, but it took a long time.
Austin-based quintet R.G. Lowe. I'm talking with frontman Rob Lowe right now. So speaking of writing, you know, on the album you've lent obviously your vocals, but also keys and guitar. When you're writing, what do you start with? Do you start with keys, guitar? Does it depend?
When I was writing the songs for this record, I definitely started with the Wurlitzer. It took me probably about a year to even figure out that this was the instrument that I wanted to write on. I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but finally, once I purchased this, it was kind of like the key that unlocked this group of songs. Going forward, I'm not really sure. I've been writing more on piano recently, but yeah, definitely the keyboard.
So the debut album is called Slow Time, and it's my understanding that when you were writing and arranging this, you wrote something about 40 songs or so?
Yeah, I wrote a lot of songs, 40, I think about 40 different songs, and not all of them were completed songs, but you know, a lot of them were pretty far along. I may come back to some of those ideas, but it was definitely a working out of a lot of things in my personal life, and just like learning how to write a song with a melody and lyrics and stuff. But yeah, of the 40 that were written, 9 were on the record, and then 2 more I think I'll release as kind of like B-sides later in the year.
Can't wait to hear it. So you can check out R.G. Lowe. They're playing tomorrow night at Antone's along with Molly Birch and Adam Torres. The doors open at 8, shows at 9. You can get tickets and more info at antonesnightclub.com. And you also have a show coming up in August, correct?
That's right. On August 4th, we're playing as a part of a series, an opening series for a place called Caroline, upstairs at the Caroline, I think is what it's called. It's a Friday night, and it's free to the public. And there'll be a DJ. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I believe that's a week from tomorrow, on the August 4th.
Local group R.G. Lowe and Studio 1A. Are we going to hear the title track next?
That's right. This one's called Slow Time. Thank you.
tie a bow and sing a tune. Oh, oh, oh. The school of time is cruel. Oh, and I'm still not through yet. Slow time.
The title track from Slow Time, the debut album from RG Lowe, right here in Studio 1A. Talking with the titular frontman, Rob Lowe. Rob, after hearing that amazing vocal performance, if I can say so, who are some of your favorite vocalists?
Gosh, who comes immediately to mind? I guess Nina Simone is right there at the top. I don't know. Right currently, like Frank Ocean, I love what he's doing at the moment. Yeah, too many to name.
Well, I can definitely hear a shared passion there. And so I recognize from my experiences with Views and Brews and with Sometimes Legend, I recognize Sam Pankey on bass. But would you mind, Rob, introducing the rest of your band members here for me?
That's right, Sam Pankey on bass. We got Spencer Garland on guitar, Wiley Green on keys, and Jeff Olson on the drums.
Well, thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming in. It's RG Lowe in Studio 1A. Check out their latest album, Slow Time. And they're playing tomorrow night at Antone's with Molly Birch and Adam Torres. Show's at 9. You can find the tickets and more info at antonesnightclub.com. Also, August 4th at Upstairs at Caroline. What's next for you guys? Tour or...
So the record came out about 5 or 6 weeks ago, and then we went on a two-week tour up to New York. So we don't have any touring planned right now. I think we're just going to be playing shows around here in Austin. And while the record just came out, these songs were written about 2 years ago. So I'm going to try to start writing some new songs, and we're going to start working on some new material, I think.
Beautiful. It's RG Lowe in Studio 1A. That's going to wrap up the broadcast portion of this session, but they're going to record one more song that you can find on our website in the near future, kutx.org. I'd also like to thank our multimedia team for being here. You can expect some videos that they've taken of RG Low at the same website in the near future. Thank you to our engineer, Jake Perlman, and I'm Jack Anderson. This is the Austin Music Experience on KUTX 98.9.
Not alone, you're not alone.